It's all connected.
Grimnir and Cirque.
Yep, that's it. It's all connected with Grimnir and Cirque right here live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz, which, by the way, I just re-upped the RLMRadio.xyz domain registration last week. Yeah, so it's good for another year. Anyway, welcome.
Those XYZ domains, they go like hot butter, right?
Apparently, because I had four XYZs to re-up.
I know.
So I
remember when you got them. It was a sale, right?
Yeah, it was a sale. Big sale. $2 each or something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're like $12 or whatever. But anyway, it's May 10, 2021. I am Grimnir, and I'm live here with my lovely co-host.
Who? Oh, right.
Circolo. Who's being obstinate. Oh. which I wouldn't recognize her if she wasn't. Anyway, today's episode is episode 40 of It's All Connected. And the title of today's episode is Get Off the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah. Get off it.
Get the hell off that yellow brick road. You don't need to be on that road. That road ain't going to take you where you want to go. And a matter of fact, you don't need to make that journey in order to achieve things that you've already got.
No.
Because there's a lot of people out there, not you, Moose. You're not on the yellow brick road. But a lot of people are. They're going down this road. They're fighting all these battles and trying to get to something that they already have.
And going through rituals.
Rituals.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a disturbing thing to watch, and yet we see it day in and day out. And they're following all the signs, listening to the commands of the wicked witch of the east, west. I don't know where that wicked witch is from. But we got plenty of wicked witches out there. And then you, if you do actually make it to the end of the Yellow Brick Road and you find yourself in Oz, city, I guess, was the city called Oz? I don't know. Or was the whole land called Oz? Anyway, if you get there to the end of the road. What's that?
Wasn't it the land of Oz?
I don't know.
No.
Anyway, so if you get there, And you get to the place where the wizard is, the gatekeeper, and you have to get past the gatekeeper there. Emerald City, thank you, Flesh.
Yeah.
So if you get
there, do you even want to go there? Do you want to be there though?
No. So if you get to the Emerald City and you get to the house of the wizard or the castle, whatever it is, you have to make it past the gatekeeper, which he says. No one sees the wizard. No one, never. And so you have to make it past that guy, or that group of gatekeepers. And there's a lot of gatekeepers out there.
Yeah.
And you get to the guy. What's he gonna do? He's gonna lie to you, and he's gonna send you on more battles against these other scumbags that are out there that were trying to prevent you from getting over there to the Oz, right? I haven't seen that movie in years.
It's a weird game.
It is a weird game, but that's a lot of people are out there.
A lot of people think that it's weird because of the players in it and not the game in itself. I find that kind of funny.
Right.
Because the game is so weird and rigged.
It is. It's totally rigged and totally weird. And people think, maybe if I vote harder, I can get in to see the wizard.
To do what?
And he'll give me a heart or a brain or some courage or let me go.
And you will be happy because something outside you, right?
Because somebody's gifting you something after all of your battles
If you put your happiness in something that people give to you, that means you put your happiness in something people can take away from you, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And you're a little low on volume today, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just have to readjust your mic or whatever.
I'll try to speak up.
There you go.
Let my voice be heard.
That's right. Oh. So you see it, you know, all these people, they're still out there saying things about the election and how that was rigged. Of course it was rigged. They've always been rigged. It's been rigged since day freaking one. And it doesn't matter if you vote in idiot A or idiot B or idiot C, because you're still winding up with the same idiot, regardless of the words coming out of their mouth. The results are the same. The results will be the same.
Because the game is the same. It's all the road to that Emerald City thing. The goal is the same, right?
Right. The goal is the same. And the people that are actually running the show are not those clowns that you're out there voting for and protesting in favor or against out there, because they aren't the ones running the show. That's right, Donna. A giant douche or a shit sandwich. take your pick. Oh, boy. Yeah, good old South Park.
I think you can get lost in, you can get lost so that your eyes are only on the goal and you miss the whole walk, right? Or that you miss the whole goal, so you're just on the walk. Never
right.
Minding where it's going, though, right?
That's right. You just you have to watch out for the flying monkeys, because they're out to do you harm and trip you up along the way. So you go out there and you set about doing your protest or your vote or whatever the hell, and there's a group of others that are out there trying to screw you up, no matter which side, quote unquote side, you believe yourself to be on, because there's misinformation, disinformation, and they want you to believe it. They want you to buy it. They want you to think it's real.
But what about all that stuff that's outside of that road? You go off trail, though.
Everything's great outside of that road.
Yeah, you can pretty much, well, I'm sure there are dangers and stuff like that, too. That's usually what roads are, right? Somewhere where lots of people walk, so you're safe from the harms outside. But it's also the mainstream, so it kind of leads to somewhere that you didn't choose.
Right. Well, you know, it's
that
like
was chosen for you.
What are those lemmings? You know. I don't know for sure that that's true, but I've heard many times about the lemmings. How one, they all follow each other, and if they run off, or one, the first one runs off a cliff, all the other lemmings follow it right off the cliff.
There was a case of that in a small French town a couple of years ago, but it wasn't lemmings, it was mice.
Mice, okay.
And something set them off for like weeks. These big flocks of mice just jumped down tall bridges that was in the
tall
highway construction. Well, they had these highway thingies.
Did they catch off?
So you had some roads, and it was really tall, and the mice would just jump over and die by the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
And they never figured out why hundreds of mice just started jumping over those.
Committing suicide.
Yeah, to some extent. Something startled them, they think. The fear.
Right, or something was drawing them to it, or both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, yeah, Donna, and some people, they, enjoy the trees so much they don't see the forest.
Right.
It's the balance thing, right? Or I don't know. Or you can keep your eyes on the path instead to navigate, right?
You can, or you can create your own path.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that, to me, that's really the best way is to blaze your own trail as it goes, or as the saying goes. So
yeah, I kind of like to find a small group and go off path, though.
Okay. Well, whether it's a small group or you as an individual.
Yeah, I'm not a solo, completely solo writer.
Okay. Well,
I like to find my posse.
Posse.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really have a posse, as far as I know. I guess you know RLM. Are they my posse?
Yeah, I would say RLM is your posse.
All right. Giddy up! Oh.
Yeah. A part of our small posse up here are listening in tonight.
Is Hannah part of your posse? I hear her.
Of course.
Speaking up in the background there.
Of course.
Hey, Hannah.
She's the dramatic one. She's the dramatic one.
Yeah, ICP. Exactly, Donna. Yeah,
yeah. I heard you have a posse, though, too. You have those cats that come and freak you out in the evening, right?
Well, they don't freak me out. They just show up.
Well,
I mean, I don't hear them right now. There's like... Every now and then, I'll hear them outside my window out here doing their...
Maybe they're like a cat posse, and they're going, hey, let's go visit that weird guy we like so much.
I don't know. Yeah. I think they're out there in the field next to me, and they're in heat, and they're looking for other cats to do the wild thing with. Yeah. So that's how the cats do.
So your place is like the fuck bar of the town for the cats.
Well, for feral cats, you know, I'm pretty sure they're feral cats. I couldn't tell you for sure, but it seems that way to me. Oh man, where's my cursor?
Well, you were following the Yellow Brick Road into some part of your life, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was going down that, you know, thing, doing the corporate cubicle life that I was doing, you know, battling the traffic to and from work every day, you know, certain times, using the frickin' alarm clock to wake up in the morning, and trying to achieve the American dream. Oh, yes.
To get to that that some point, that undefined point in where everything is good, right?
Well, that, you know, it's that whole thing is when once you realize that the American dream is actually a nightmare, and then you wake up and you go, oh, I got to get out of that stuff. Oh. That stuff is messing with me.
Well, it's the tempo, though, right? It's about that tempo thing. It just, you get rushed into it, and then life starts, and then you're just rushed into it, and you're on the go.
Yeah.
Your little car got winded up and set on the tracks, right?
Yeah.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
And even when doing all of that, I was always trying to find a way around, the main... the normal, I guess, way of doing things, whether it was during the drive to and from work or there at work itself, depending on what it was. You know, when I first started at not the last company I worked for, but the one, couple ones prior to that, they didn't have the job that I wound up having. I created that job myself, and they added it to the roles there because I saw a need for something in order to improve their efficiency and accuracy, and they said, oh yeah, this will work, this looks good, we're gonna now you're now this job over here, because although you're really great at your other job, we see that you would, you know, this would benefit us all. So I'd pave my own path.
It's a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, I don't know, you like troubleshooting, right?
I do. I enjoy, you know, puzzles.
Me too.
Basically, it's
troubleshooting.
Puzzle solving situation.
Yeah, figuring out a solution for something.
Right.
And it's when you get off that yellow brick road, right? Suddenly you're standing there with all sorts of problems you have to fix.
Right, yeah. And Flash says it's geek chat, but it's not really geek chat because you too, Flash, have done this on your own to wind up where you are today. You didn't just get there by chance. You saw opportunity and you took advantage to where you could to best improve your situation to come to the place where you wanted to be. And that just happened to be, although you didn't know it at some point in time a few years back, was there in Denmark with Miss Cirque. But you solved whatever problems were needed to be solved to get there. So
because
you,
that's what the human brain does so good, is solve problems. It's
well,
geared for problem solving. Right?
Not for everybody. Not for
but
everybody.
That is sort of the whole... what we gained, right, in evolution or whatever, what sets us apart from most animals and what makes animals intelligent to us, right?
Right, but animals
it's
also...
It's the gift of solving problems.
Animals also solve their own problems in a similar manner. Although,
and then we find them intelligent.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, you got some animals that actually make and use tools. Yeah, you got other ones that are... great at hunting or whatever, and you got others that find a way not to be the victim of the hunters.
And then you got the humans.
And then you got the humans.
Who create problems just to fix them, right?
or create problems to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to fix them because they didn't need to fix them because they created the problem and they knew...
Yeah.
To get rid of the problem, all they got to do is undo what they did. But, of course, they're using that to take advantage of everybody they can.
Yeah.
Like,
I tend to think that is kind of because we're too comfortable.
Okay. Explain that.
Well, because you just drive your car that was wound up by some other people on your yellow brick road and... You don't really encounter any real problems. There are no real difficulties or solutions to be found. All the questions and all the problems in front of you have pre-made solutions that you can just grab, buy, and use, right? Everything is so tested and driven and used on the yellow brick road that most people go through life without ever using their creativity to solve anything.
That's true. Yep, and that convenience, if you opt to that convenience rather than looking at what the convenience is costing you, because people don't realize or they don't think about, I guess. Take cell phones, for example. You know, of course, you know, when I was a child, or up through my 20s, up to, you know, maybe 30 years old, 30 plus. There were no such things as cell phones. And so if you weren't at a place that had an actual physical wired phone there, you didn't think about it. You weren't always trying to stay connected to all the other people that do you really even care about what they're saying or thinking. But now,
and you made appointments. Remember the time of appointments?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll meet you next Wednesday here under this clock, 12 o'clock. Yeah, sure. See you. And then you'd show up next Wednesday under the clock, 12 o'clock, and people would show.
Right.
You didn't need to touch base three times in between. Are we still on? Are you still going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Different time, though, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. And I, you know, I don't like cell phones, personally. I didn't like beepers when they came out. Of course, I never got a beeper, but a lot of people did. And to me, it was like, why do you want somebody bothering you when you're out doing something? You know, whatever it is, it's not so important. That it can't wait, even if your house is on fire. You knowing about it's probably not going to fix anything in that manner. Somebody else has probably already called the, you know, people to come put your fire out.
Yeah.
And you'll find out when you get there. And
I don't know. I never even considered a beeper. I don't think I ever knew a person who ever had a beeper.
Oh, I knew people that had beepers.
Really?
Because they were
I think my generation was in between.
They were so important. But, you know, a lot of service people used beepers back
yeah.
then. You know, people like plumbers or electricians or whoever. I can understand that, of course, they were out on a job and they were getting to be scheduled for another job after their current job. So I can understand the beepers from that perspective, but for your average person out there, it was not a necessary thing to have.
No.
So I don't know how it went from that, where, you know, you would just get like a little message or a phone number on a tiny little screen, to these mega computers that you carry around in your hand and stare at all day long. Those cell phone people, they are on the yellow brick road, and they have no desire to leave that yellow brick road.
I kind of like my smartphone, though.
You know the part of the yellow brick road. Well, yeah, well, I'm sure you do. Anyway,
it enables me to sit in the garden and listen to YouTube creepy stories, right? As I crochet under a tree.
Okay. Well, you know the part of the yellow brick road that I liked was when they all went into the poppy field, and they were all. I'd be hanging out there in the poppy field. That'd be me in there just chilling, you know.
I think maybe I should be honest. I don't think I ever watched the whole movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I watched clips here and there.
All right.
I'm pretty familiar with the story. I don't think I ever sat down and watched the whole movie.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an old, I don't know what year it came out, but. It's a story, a tale of going after something, going through a lot of trials and troubles that you'd never needed to, in order to get something you already have. You have
but
the capability.
That's what every fairy tale is built on. That's the syntax of a fairy tale, right?
I guess.
You have a starting point. You go out. You go through something. You come home. In a new position with a new gained knowledge or a new gained prize or something.
Okay.
That's what every fairy tale is built on, right?
I don't know. I haven't read all the fairy tales to know, but I mean, I've read like Hansel and Gretel.
Which goes through the same, right? They're home, they get thrown out, their parents kick them out, you know, tell them to leave. They use the little breadcrumbs, right?
Right, they use the breadcrumbs.
They meet the witch, they come home, they return home with a newfound knowledge and
a dead witch.
I grew up in Denmark. We pretty Hans Christian Andersen wrote a bunch of fairy tales.
Yeah.
You get to read a lot of them during Danish school, so.
Okay. Yeah, I guess
that
so.
That is the point of the fairy tale, though. That's the ancient story that went through all the big tales, is the going out, undergoing something, coming back home. That
right.
You needed to leave the yellow brick road. You needed, in order to get that knowledge or that prize, you had to stray from the yellow brick road and go through this horrible adventure and then come back home.
Okay. And does that hold true for Grimm's fairy tales or Aesop's fables or whatever? No sound.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I disconnect. We're disconnected. We're disconnected.
Oh, no.
It's connecting. Oh, okay, no. We're back. I don't know what happened, but something happened. A little technical glitch there.
Ooh,
we've had our
took a pause by the day.
We've had our technical glitches today.
Yeah.
So, Sorry. All right. Yeah, so it came back
It's
in.
the
What?
10th. Yeah, it is a Chukobras kind of day.
A what now?
I knew it. I knew it.
A what kind of day?
Okay, I'll put this link because it is May 10th, right? Yes,
Right?
it is.
Right?
Yes, and May 10th is a known Tycho
A what day?
Brahe day. A Tycho Brahe. He was a Danish astronomer, and in Scandinavia, you have these days throughout the years that are known to be especially unlucky, or for magical work, or for you just have these jinx days.
Oh.
And May 10th, it's one of them.
All right.
I
And
knew it because my, I had to reboot. We were late.
okay, so technical glitch day.
It's a Tycho
Oh,
Brahe
Tycho
day.
Brahe. That's what how I say his name. Tycho Brahe.
Well, you're saying it wrong.
Well, I say it in English, and you say it in not English.
In Danish.
Yeah, Donna was born
Yes.
under a bad sign.
Oh. But if you'd had no luck, if you had no bad luck, there'd be no luck at all, right?
That's
Yeah, that's how it
right.
goes. Yeah. I just knew it. Yeah. We had one of those days.
Right, anyway, sorry about the glitch, guys, but shit happens. Shit happens. Yeah. So it wasn't our first glitch of the day. Hopefully it's our last, so who knows? Yeah.
How goes that saying, though, that no matter where you go, there you are?
Yes.
Right?
Wherever you go, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah.
So no matter how much you stray from everything, there you are, though.
Well, right. I mean, wherever you're at, that's where you're
Yeah, so you're never
at.
lost, truly lost, because you're always there.
Well, you may not know where there is, though. And well, and not know where there is in comparison to where you want to be.
Oh, yes.
Right?
But maybe, because maybe that's the whole thing, to have some place where you want to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to be where you are at.
That is true, I think. Well, I think it's important to wherever you're at is to what am I trying to say here? To absorb in where you are and make the most, the best of wherever that happens to be.
Yeah. It is on your path though. It might not be you might want to change the path, but you have to be on the path you're on to change it.
Well, sure. I mean, you could pick a new direction at any point.
Yeah. But you have to be, in the spot you are. You're not going to change your path if you're focused on some path you're not on.
No. How could you be? You're not on that other path.
Exactly. A lot of people are on some path, spending a lot of time focusing on being on some other path where they're not.
What is your path? Where are you at, and where are you trying to be?
I'm pretty much where I'm trying to be.
Okay.
I don't have that separation.
But you are still in the you're still on the yellow brick road, aren't you?
Oh, well, in a monetary, yeah, I would say I am,
Yeah.
but that doesn't mean that I'm like fixed on a yellow brick road. I'm not going anywhere on it.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm in that. I'm having fun on it.
Well, that's good. And from the movie, I guess you realize that along your path, you may meet a bunch of weirdos that want to follow along with you.
Yeah, they can. As I said, I like a posse though.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the fringe of the yellow brick road though. I really do have fun on it though.
That's good. That's good.
I'm I'm not really. I don't know. I don't think the Yellow Ring Road gets to define a lot of where I'm, what I'm doing as I'm going.
No, it's just a path. You define what you do as you go along.
Yeah.
Right.
And so. I'm pretty sure I'm going sideways on it, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good, I guess. I mean, as long as you know that's what you're doing, then.
Where are you headed?
I'm not headed.
Are you halted? You halted and stopped and camped, or?
I did. I'm just here watching everybody else go down the road. I'm fine where I am. I like where I am, and it's good for me personally to be in this little outpost, whatever, looking, watching. Seeing how other people do, and maybe occasionally I'll say, "Hey, do you know what you're doing out there? Do you know why you're going down these roads? Do you know what you're doing on that road? Do you know where it's taking you?" And people get angry. A lot of people get angry when you do that, you know. They don't like being told that that road is not leading them to the goals they believe that it is.
Well, I have found that depends on what, how you, because I can understand if you tell somebody who's driving on a road that, hey, buddy, you got to crash your car. You know, you got to get off this road, and the only way you can do it is you're going to crash this car, right? In some violent crash. I can understand why people go, nah, okay, step out the car, right? I'm just going to ignore that, right?
Okay.
But I have found, though, that if you tell people that, you know, the vehicle you're driving in, whatever is taking you down the road, if you wanted to, you can change it into a tricycle or a tandem bike or a skateboard or however you want, a carrier driven by chickens. Because that's the power you have as a human being. You don't have to. They winded up the car and put you in a car, but you have that power. You can just say it's not a car.
Right.
You can change whatever it is that's on that road. I don't think I'm in this little closed down. I don't even like cars. Closed down little metal caskets where you sit by yourself in your own little. I don't. That's not what I'm driving on the Yellow Brick Road.
Well, so
I'm way more on a bicycle that's being charged with chickens or something.
Charged with chickens, okay.
I don't know, driven by chickens.
All right.
Yeah, pulled by chickens, maybe. And I think when you show people, right?
Yeah.
That all they have to do is just be in something else. And their little closed down car turns into something else.
Okay. Would you be, would you be okay in like Cinderella's pumpkin carriage?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay,
for a while.
Yeah, it can only be for a while because, you know, at the end,
yeah, no.
At the end of the night, it turns in back into a pumpkin, and you don't want to be in there.
No. Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Well, you'd get squashed by the squash.
I'm pretty sure the squash would, you know, get squashed by you.
Or, no, from, it would explode because you're too big to fit inside a normal pumpkin.
I've never seen a human being, you know, punch a fist through a squash and the squash squashed the human.
Well, you know, if you had a...
That's a mean squash.
Would she have fairy godmother or something that gave her the magic shoes?
Yeah.
And
I know. I shouldn't use regular logic on magical squashes. I know.
No.
I'm just saying that there are a lot of factors in how you're going to be on this road, though, right?
Yes. There are. And what you're going to do while you're on that road.
Yes. And I don't particularly, I don't believe that you have to crash your vehicle and get completely off the road and destroy her and go live like a, you know, weirdo in a camp like Grimnir. I'm just, not, you don't have to. I'm just saying. There are many ways to free everything, to be free on that road too.
Well, within, you know, the constraints of what the road provides. Yeah, I mean,
well, that's where your imagination comes in place.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, if you think of that road as the path that most of the public mainstreamers.
You have to follow the rules and pay the tax.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the inculcated.
Yeah, yeah.
They're, hey,
yeah.
Friar! Yeah.
And when the cops come, you have to disguise your chicken-pulled carrier as a Honda Civic or something boring. I don't know what a Honda Civic is. It's a car, right?
I think they still make those. I'm not positive. But,
okay. You have to be able to disguise things, right? They ain't going to let you drive with no chicken-pulled pumpkin carrier on their road, Scribner.
Hey, I think Frog just insulted me. He said, I'm not weird.
Wow.
I am weird. Oh.
You suffer so from ODD. You have ODD?
Yeah, I am very odd.
yeah. Wasn't it oppositional
defiance disorder?
Disorder.
Oh. But for me, it's oppositional defiance order. It's not disorder.
Yes.
So it's Odo.
Odor. Ew, smelly Grimnir.
Not odor. Odo. 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 Odo.
Odo. Odo.
Not like the guy from Deep Space Nine. He was a freak.
No. Right.
I don't know if you remember Odo in that. He was the shapeshifter. That weird-ass alien security guy.
He was half a hobbit, right?
I don't know what the hell he was. I did not like that show. But I do still remember some of the characters on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you can do a lot with your imagination, though.
Well,
and that comes back to giving yourself these problems to solve.
Right. Well, you can't really do anything without, anything personal, different, individual, without the imagination. And you could do everything without imagination that you're told that is the right things to be doing, but who wants to do that? That's not only boring, but it's harmful to you.
And I think... The whole idea of, okay, because then we have the freedom thing, right? To be free. There isn't a lot of freedom if you want to ride the yellow brick road all the way to its destiny in a fast, smooth way. You don't have a lot of freedom there.
No, you're
pretty much... You're just following along, and whatever choices come up, you make a choice. Out of whatever is pre-made out of the choices for you.
Yes, yes.
That would be how to have success on the yellow brick road, right? Is to never stop, never drive unexpectedly, never move unexpectedly.
Yes, to follow all of the rules or assumed rules of the society that you're within.
I would probably define freedom as the ability or the capability of creating choices instead of making choices, right? Or just, you know.
Sure, yeah. I mean, like you said, you blaze your own path there.
And in that, that would be for me one of the definitions of freedom, right?
Okay.
Free to do that, to create choices.
Yes, yes.
So in that, the resistance of whenever you are met with a problem, you have A, B, and C, and you can choose perfectly fine from A, B, and C. But to be in resistance of that, and go create seven or blue or...
Right. Well, whatever is, I mean, you know, because A, B, and C are limited to what, you know, somebody is trying, a place somebody is trying to steer you to.
Yeah, that's just pre-made choices. Life is, because I know in Denmark, and I'm going to assume it's the same in America, you're taught that freedom comes down to how many choices you have. So the more choices you have, the more free you are.
Well, yeah, right. So in America, they call it the land of the free, but basically it's you are free to do as you're told.
Yes.
Which is...
And you have many choices.
Which has nothing to do with freedom.
No. You have from A to F or G. You have many available choices whenever you have a problem. So you feel free, though, right? But in that, is there the ability or the capability or the room to create those a different choice?
Well,
because that's very small in Denmark.
Well, right. It's not within those choices. It's without, outside of those choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe a combination of whatever choices they figured up. But it's in that process of not just making a choice, but to understand that in that moment, I have the power to create a choice.
Right, and that
so
is...
whenever life gives me a problem or something to solve, I now have that chance or that platform to create a new choice.
Well, and you always have that platform or that chance. That chance is always available to you. And I think that's the preferred way, the preferred method, is to always look at what's there. Then you can look at the options that are provided. Maybe you want one of those. Who knows? And it's your freedom to pick one of those options if you should so choose. But probably the better option is to create your own choice, which is...
And I know because... I make art. I made most of my life about making art, right? Creating
right.
something, making art. And that's all about making choices. About looking at that white canvas and you have those markers and those are your choices and creating something with them.
Right. Or whatever
so
other...
I think taking all that... I don't know. I can only say, but that's because I do... spend a lot of my life being creative, but I would say that to some extent, I think that's what we're here for. I think that's what we were, I don't know, groomed for. Now we got dead air.
We do. Oh, damn, I see. It's disconnected again. I don't know what's going on with us today, but well, we're going to. Okay, it's coming back on. It's coming back on. All right, I don't know what's going on with it with the stream, folks, but here we are.
Yes.
So I apologize, but something beyond my control apparently to keep the stream up and running.
It's on, Chico Pa. I know it.
Yeah, Chico Pa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I apologize for the stream dropouts, but. It'll all be there on the podcast, whatever you missed, whichever, probably not that much that you missed. It seems to come back on fairly quick.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can carry it out for the next 15 minutes. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
We will have to serve those streams, Grimier.
Yeah. See, now there's a thing, time, which is something that doesn't really exist, but that we are constrained by, you have to do...
You don't think it exists? I do. I think it's a dimension. I think it's the fourth dimension.
Oh, dementia. I thought you said dementia.
I think time is very real.
Oh, okay. Well, it is, but it's not.
I think it is.
It is, it is, but it's not.
In space.
Say again?
I think it is a dimension in space.
Okay.
Like the fourth dimension.
Well, that's what Einstein says. Einstein calls time the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
But of course there
and
is
we
that.
Are a three-dimensional being, so we're forced to travel in a three-dimensional sequence of the fourth dimension. But that's just your restraints.
Okay. But as Einstein also pointed out, there's the relativity factor. So
yeah.
Just because you experience something that happens in 1 second, it doesn't mean everybody else that is seeing it as happening as 1 second.
No, I think everything that ever happened and ever will happen and ever could happen and ever might happen already happened. And I'm just a three-dimensional being who are forced to walk on a trail in that.
Well, you're close to what I'd think on it, but I think that everything that has happened, is happening, or will happen, all exists right now in the now.
Yeah.
And you can go there to the past, the future, the present.
But my experience of it is restrained within a linear sequence of it.
Right, that's how
I started a trail, and I'm a third dimensional little ant, so I have to follow that trail.
So is time then in that the yellow brick road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got to go down that road. Yes, that's how you see it. That's how you feel it. That's how you experience it.
Because I think the human mind is restrained by our own perceptions to walk on that trail.
Right.
The yellow brick road is part of that whole perception paradigm that we are forced within.
Okay.
It's the human experience, and the yellow brick road is part of a. It's a big part, in a metaphorical kind of way, it's a big part of the responsibility of why we are so limited.
Sure.
Because when you don't step off the yellow brick, all the big thinkers throughout history that moved and created a bigger perception for us to experience things through, right? They all went off that yellow brick road.
Right.
They went into the Black Forest.
Well, okay. I
guess I don't know. Are there a Black Forest in the Land of Oz? There is always a Black Forest in a fairy tale.
Well, I don't know. They had, whatever forests there. I don't know if it was called a Black Forest or not, but...
It's always scary. The scary Black Forest.
Yes, the darkness. I think that's where the monkeys came and got you, is in the forest.
Oh, yes.
Those evil flying monkeys sent out by the evil witch, you know how easy it was to vanquish that witch? All you had to do was throw a little water on her, and she was gone. Disappeared.
That's usually how it is, though. The witches we create, all those dangers we create.
Right. Yes, they're demons in our own mind, or boogeymen, or they're boogeymen created for us to be in fear of. And if you don't do everything in the certain A, B, and C way, then one of these boogeymen are going to come and get you.
Get you. Yeah. I think through art and creativity and imagination, I think you can push that... that restraints of the human perception to how you experience this. I'm just going to go with the omniverse, right?
Omni, okay.
As in everything.
Right. So all universes rolled into one.
Yeah, the big omni. Everything. Everything there is and will be and ever was. And
see, I like that, but I'm still a fan of the multiverse kind of thing, because if you can portal yourself, the cake is a lie. If you could portal yourself to an alternate universe, maybe you'll
find. I'm
not
going to kill myself. Even the portals, man. That's a suicide weapon. The portals?
No, how is that? It's a doorway.
Okay, how does portals work?
They
everywhere they disintegrate you and move you and rebuild you somewhere. That's a suicide machine.
Well, it all depends on how you think about it, how you look at it. I mean, if you're looking at like the Stargate portal, yeah, that breaks you down. Or if you're doing,
I'll kill you.
Well, yeah, you know,
you pretty much dead first time you go through one of those.
But then you're alive again on the other end.
No.
Well,
no, you
got
cloned. Clone is alive. You're gone.
A copy of you is alive. So
yes.
and you wouldn't notice any difference because you would still.
Oh, I'm pretty. But I'd be dead, so I wouldn't notice anything.
Well, the old you is dead, but the new you is alive, and the new you
that's
is just like
me.
The old
that's
you.
A clone. That's an artificial clone. That wouldn't be me. I'd be gone. I'd be dead.
Okay.
Well, at least my earthly beings would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't think my spirit is connected within me like that, so that if you clone me,
well, look,
you
look,
automatically
okay.
Get my spirit.
Think of it another way. You're driving a car. Say it's a Ford Taurus or whatever.
I have no idea what that is, but okay.
Well, whatever. It's just
car.
A stupid Ford sedan, ugly
okay.
Ass car that used to be popular.
So
you're in the Ford Taurus, and now you get out of the Ford Taurus, and it's a blue Ford Taurus, 1986, whatever.
Yes.
And because you have to leave that where you're at, and you travel on some other conveyance. Airplane or boat or whatever, to another place. And in that new place, there's a Ford Taurus, a 1986 blue Ford Taurus. And you get into it. It's not the same car, but it does the same job, and it looks the same, and it acts the same.
But that's because, yeah, but my spirit and my body and my mind and my soul are all connected. It's not, my body is not a vehicle.
It is a vehicle. Your body is a vehicle.
No, it's my body. It's part of me.
Well, no. You, and of course, this is just my
I understand what you're saying. I'm just disagreeing.
Yeah. Your energy, your spirit, your being is not
it's
your...
It's connected to my body.
It's connected to it, but it's not it.
You can't take it out and put it into a different vehicle. That's not how I feel.
All right. Well, I say you can, but...
Then there you go. You teleport to come visit me, and I'll make coffee. And I won't teleport to come
visit
you.
Yeah, it's a little harder to control this stupid meat suit. But... so you've never had, like, an out-of-body experience?
No, I haven't.
Have you had a near-death experience?
No.
Okay.
I'm not saying that my spirit is tied into my body and will die with my body. I'm saying that they are connected. They are a unit for this experience.
Have you ever done astral travel?
No.
Where you're lying in bed or whatever, and you float off your selfness, so you can see and experience other things just as a energy being and not your body.
I have done that with art, though, right? I have gotten so involved in art that I forgot about my body and forgot about everything physical.
Okay.
Yes.
So that transported you, and you didn't die.
No, I didn't die.
Yeah. You just were there. You were into your whatever it was.
But okay, let me just... If you teleport, let's say you disintegrate the physical matter that is your body, right? Your spirit is where?
Wherever it is.
How do you suddenly get that into the new body you know, on some different place. How does it know that? How is that going to feel? How is that going to be? Is it like a phone? You call it up and say, come meet me here in this new body?
It just knows where it's going.
I think we are connected. I think that my spirit lives within whatever physical matter that is me right now. And when it releases, because this physical body will die, when it releases, it will be in some other form. It will go on to another carnation.
Well, or it'll just remain in energy for whatever period of time until you decide that, hey, I'm ready to, you know, do the physical thing once again.
Yeah.
But it's
and
still...
Then it will reach a new connection. But for now, I feel pretty connected with these, these particles that is my meat suit.
Well, maybe think of it. Maybe think of it like that movie Avatar. Did you see that movie?
The Pocahontas with blue people.
Pocahontas.
Or the real Avatar, The Last Airbender.
No. The Pocahontas with blue people.
No, I didn't watch Pocahontas with blue people.
Okay. They weren't actually separated from their normal human body. But they were living for the period of time they were in that thing, connected to an external creation, which was considered an avatar, but basically it was another body.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty connected to my body. I'm pretty connected. Okay, my fingers, Grimnir, right? And I know Donna will relate to this. My fingers have little bumps from pencils.
So do mine.
Yes, because I draw a lot.
Actually, most of my finger pencil bumps are gone since I'm not doing that kind of work anymore.
I'm pretty connected to my bumps. They are part of the art making, though, right?
Well, sure. You got nice bumps.
Yeah, I'm pretty devoted to my bumps.
Some of us have bumps. Well, they're not really bumps, more of like pads, extra thick pads on the fingertips.
Yeah, when I draw a lot, especially with markers, I need Band-Aid though. Then my bumps get sore. I know, yeah.
See, those are the bumps.
Those bumps are from creating all, you know, it's from learning a lot and creating a lot and doing a lot and using your imagination and your fingers and your body to create something. That's
okay.
I am very dedicated to my fingers.
Okay.
Even stiff from after I broke them.
Let me just suggest something to you.
Yes.
That you could possibly try to do.
Okay.
You meditate, right? You're a meditator.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So when you are meditating and when you're in that zone, in that mode, next time around, try and see something else, something outside of what you could physically be able to experience during that meditation.
I have seagull meditations.
Okay, so during that you're...
Where you take off and go over the fjord.
Okay, so yeah. That is astral travel. When you do that, you're outside of your body. You're in the seagull's body.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't have to actually be in anybody's, you know, any creature's body. You could just do it free form.
Yeah.
But that's what I was talking about. That's what I was asking. So you do that. You have done that. And
you do.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've reached the end. We've reached the end here. But I think that everybody should attempt to free themselves for a short period of time. You could call it remote viewing, but that's a little different. As well, I call
seagull
it.
Seagull meditation is easy, though.
Okay.
Find a spot you know really well, and take off.
All right. Well, I'd pick a different animal because I'm not fond of seagulls, but
I'm by the ocean, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but yeah. I always found them nasty birds. filthy, nasty birds.
No, those real giant seagulls that actually live by the ocean, those are not filthy.
All right, let me see.
They're giant white birds.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyways.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this rather offbeat conversation.
It was. It did not follow the Yellow Brick Road.
No, we don't like the Yellow Brick Road.
And now we got disconnected again.
No, we're still connected. I still see the stream going.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever. If we're disconnected, we're saying goodbye on the podcast, but not on the air. So
yep.
It still shows me connected here. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. It's all connected anyway.
It's all we're connected whether we're connected or not.
Exactly. Whatever.
So check out the schedule on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. We'll be back next Monday, hopefully with a stronger connection. And we'll talk about something else.
Yeah. But, until the party over for coffee.
Yeah, and we're going to all go to we're all going to Cirque's for hash and coffee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Thanks again.
Mm.
Peace.
Yes.